What's up, everybody? My name is David, and it's time for your Daily Nerd Devo. If you watch a lot of time-traveling shows and movies, you come across the term fourth dimensional. Fourth dimension. We know about length, width, depth, and then the fourth dimension, time. And usually, whether it's Marty McFly not thinking fourth dimensionally and realizing that the bridge would be completed, the Hulk talking to the Ancient One about the repercussions of changing the timeline, or even traveling with the Doctor in the TARDIS and realizing that some things are affecting the timeline. But I want to tell you, the fourth dimension didn't occur with any of these shows. It didn't even occur back when H.G. Wells wrote his famous novel, The Time Machine. The first mention of fourth dimensional didn't even occur back in the 1700s when a guy wrote a book or a paper called Dimensions. No, it occurred immediately after the fall of man. It is recorded in Genesis 3:15. And God said to Satan, I will put enmity, I will put a separation between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. You're going to hurt his heel, but he will crush your head. God began fourth dimensional forgiveness. What sparked this is years ago, I worked with a group of young men. And one of them recently had gotten saved. And he said to me, Mr. David, I know God has forgiven my sins I've committed. What about the sins that I've done? And I had to show him fourth dimensional forgiveness. See, God knew when he created this world, he put those planets, if you believe they're planets, or he put that star to shine its light at just the right point to become that Christmas star. He put the families together. Why? He had fourth dimensional forgiveness in mind. Some of you feel that you are not able to be forgiven. You've already been forgiven, and you will be continued to be forgiven if you accept that perfect and free gift of salvation. See, God already knew what you did because he has fourth dimensional forgiveness. And guess what? He's already forgiven it. It's time to think fourth dimensionally. Guess what? You're forgiven. There's nothing you could have done that would keep you out of the love of God. And maybe it's time to accept that free gift of salvation. Well, that's all the time we have to today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every day, hit that subscribe button. Or you also can hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm David for the Daily Nerd Devo. Remember, be as excited about God as your favorite fandoms, and we'll see you next time.